the whole purpose of this task force is to really to address the growing epidemic of the amount of youth of our community and our nation that we are losing to the criminal justice system. As a community, we must come together to find solutions to help break the cycle that is fostering juvenile delinquency and eventually propelling our youth into the criminal justice system and a life on crime.
Beckner noted that the economic climate is causing people from across the political spectrum to question the wisdom of pumping so many dollars into the criminal justice system.
Addressing our crime issue by building more prisons is like trying to cure a fatal disease by building more graveyards. This approach that we have been taking has fiscally constrained our local and state governments and has sent a message of abandonment to our at-risk youth and their families. And even our governor and state lawmakers are beginning to recognize that we have to start doing things differently.
Governor Charlie Crist has a reputation for being tough on crime, but has recently embraced inmate rehabilitation amid a tight budget. Beckner's task force was inspired by a program implemented in Miami-Dade County. The program there focuses on intervention and rehabilitation instead of locking offenders up. Miami-Dade saw a 41% reduction in youth arrests between 1998 and 2007 after implementing the program. Tampa Chief of Police Jane Castor said that the current system is failing Hillsborough youth by not being proactive in preventing repeat offenses.
The system doesn't have any consequences for juvenile offenders, and what happens is they commit a myriad of crimes with no consequence, and the first punishment that they face is adult prison, and no one is going to benefit from that. So I think that we need to put our minds and our money towards looking at best practices and procedures so that we can help the juveniles provide the services that they need to help them avoid the juvenile justice system.
Hillsborough County spends around $8.3 million a year to house juvenile criminals. In fiscal year 2008, the county saw more than 11,000 juvenile delinquency cases, which is one of the highest of such rates in the state. During today's public comment session, activist Michelle Patty said that she lost a son to youth violence in 1996, and that local government can prevent juvenile crime by funding activities like after-school programs.
The neighborhoods out in Varico, over 100 homes were spray painted. But if you ask those children why they were out there doing that, I don't know. We don't have anything to do, nowhere to go.
The task force will consist of city and county law enforcement agencies, as well as youth and crime-oriented nonprofits, religious groups, and other stakeholder groups. Janae Murphy, former chair of the Hillsborough County Democratic Party, said that state lawmakers should have some representation within the task force and that the county needs to look out for nonprofits that might try to get involved for self-gain.
This is a heavy load of what you're trying to do. I appreciate it, but let's make sure that we utilize the mechanisms that you already have in place, that this program or this task force is not used by any consultant or nonprofit to further their agenda that is truly about the children.
Commissioner Kevin White suggested that the task force include former at-risk youths to whom juvenile criminals might be able to better relate.
It's hard to tell somebody how to go if you've never been in that direction yourself. Because everybody that you have on that chart is a representative or representative of the system. And you have no identity. No one wants to be a part of something that they feel is working against them on every hand. And I don't want to talk to anybody in the same system that's trying to put me in prison.